I mean, is there any alternative of not being traced? I mean, you can deactivate cookies, but then you don't have access to a lot of information as well, so.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think no, actually. My answer is no, because I think it's...
Oh, you don't surf, right?
Yeah, you don't surf, or you don't go to supermarkets, or you don't take the metro, the tube in... normally, you are incentivated to get traced. So, like, I found that it's much more interesting from the point of view of a privacy activist to study, like, how tracing becomes economical value and how... what are the power relation behind that, and rather than kind of defend a vision of privacy which is not any more sustainable and is not any more realistic. Yeah, I think, yeah, no alternative to being traced. Privacy is gone.
But did that change the way you search? Because you said once you, for the game, the Jugo game, you started, mm-hmm, like, yeah, putting other search topics than you might have had if you just would go for it.
Yeah, but I mean that's a special situation, I think, because in that case you have a visibility regime, which basically I know that the queries I will type will be readable in a context of people I know and I meet daily. So I think this is another problem you face. Instead, when I present, for example, this kind of work and this kind of tracking scenario are mostly related to large numbers of millions of users, so my singularity becomes less important in that case.
I want to add to your answer, Andrea. It is possible in a way to avoid being traced, but it is getting harder and harder. There are some projects, so first you can use anonymous proxies, but then you have to be more knowledgeable about how the web works and the different protocols. So there are some, there are lists. If you Google for anonymous proxies, then you get sites that contain all the list of anonymous proxies, and you can try to surf through there. There was a project in Holland that was called Anonymizer. It was very simple. You simply put your query there, and then it just accesses Google or accesses the site for you. I think this project is shut. Last time I checked was a year or two ago. The reason I checked this is because I was having my own problems with Moogle, because Google were blocking me at times. I was looking at other solutions. The Electronic Frontier Foundation providing some kind of whole package of software tool. This is also quite hard to implement. It has to be implemented on the server side. On the other hand, if you kind of at least do your searches through third-party search engines such as Shmoogle, or at when it was still existing, Elgoog, which is the mirrored Google, then the queries are registered as coming from this third party. And in the case of Elgoog and Shmoogle, Elgoog was specifically used by surfers from China that were able to bypass the Google Google China censorship, since no one thought of blocking Elgoog. And yeah, same goes for Shmoogle, since it's being ignored happily. Then yeah. So if you can find some kind of third parties, then you can at least browse through that.
Just to close with the. Like, I agree, for example, with your point. It's totally good, I think, also to take care to for example, use privacy-enhancing technologies, and is definitely something. I also do sometimes. But what I wanted to say basically is that those tools are often require good computer skills, time to be set up. And generally, anyway, they are usable for really a narrow part of society. And I don't focus a lot in building such tools because I'm much more interested in the large dynamic, rather than, you know, in defending me as individual.
If, however, you want to try and test these tools, we organize a workshop on the 15th of December in the framework of the la Ligue de la semaine thématique de la Ligue des droits de l'homme. So we will keep you posted about this. If there are no questions anymore, I propose you to make.
Sorry, I took some time to decide myself. I just think that there should be also a middle solution between the complete tracing that the web is doing right now and the anonymization tools, that you should also be able to. I don't know. Maybe I'm completely utopist, but I think that. There should be a way to force those companies on the web to give you some information about the cookies you receive, because it's true that you are traced by a lot of cookies, but some are very useful if you want to pay your metro every month, or if you want to go to Amazon and buy books and they have a trace of what you bought last time and about your credit card information or anything. But we should be able as users to know what the cookie is made for, what is its purpose, and that only cookies that have a legitimate purpose and a purpose to which you agreed would be allowed, and the other won't be, because the most cookies you receive is only for marketing reasons, and maybe a lot of people like to receive dedicated publicity and not general publicity. But we should be able at least to be aware of that and to have the option to opt out of some cookies and to opt in some cookies. And this is not what is currently done, and that wouldn't imply that we need to have a high computer skills to use privacy enhancing technologies, but that the default privacy compliance would be embedded in those cookies, and I don't think it's very difficult to do. On a technical point of view, I don't mean that we need to receive an information each time we go on the web, because otherwise we're just overloaded with information and we can't really do a clear consent of things. But I think that there should be some baseline, and maybe I'm very utopist, but I think there should be some baseline about the cookies that should be, that will be legitimate, and the cookies who will need a further consent of the person receiving this.
So there are efforts being done also on the legislative level in the Internet Law Project in Yale. There are actually efforts being done in towards, let's say, putting it in legislature that there will be laws enforcing content providers to make transparent what kind of information they are saving around you, and what is the time frame during which they are allowed to keep information. And there's and there are efforts being made in that direction, not from the soft, not necessarily from the hacking software point of view, but also in the law point of view.
Yeah, but actually the actual law, the does oblige that. You don't need to change the law to do that. The privacy laws that we know in Europe normally would oblige web cookies senders to give you information about that sending, about the purpose of the cookies and about what they do. I'm not really a specialist of privacy. I will let Christophe and Antoinette answer to that. But the current law already obliged the web cookie masters to do that, so there shouldn't be any struggle to change the law, because the law is there. So there should be a struggle to enforce the law as it is now.
It's not even privacy law; that's e-commerce law that oblige advertising sender to inform the consumer.
There's just a quick remark about that. I think it's true that we do have the law, we have a European directive on that topic, and it's very precise regarding the obligations of the states to enforce those privacy laws. But the problem now is that we are in a dynamic where we have two absolute logics, the logics of security and the logic of economic profitability. And those logics, in fact, impact on the way the laws are applied. For example, the legitimacy of the collection of information and the way the information is used is never really assessed by the judge anymore. Although by the law, it's compulsory that any treatment of personal information be legitimate. But the question is, legitimacy for what? When you have an absolute logic on one side of the balance, and you do not know exactly what to put on the other side. In fact, you can change the law as you want, but it will not change anything. The thing is indeed that the law has to be applied, and the judges have to reassess the legitimacy of those processing of information. But law is obviously not enough, as you see. It's very weird. That's what I wanted to say later on. But the problem is that you see that law is not effective anymore on those issues, because you have this problem of sovereignty and everything. Everything is all over the borders and things like that. So the law really needs help of the designers of the technology themselves to allow opt-out and things like that, or opt-in rather than opt-out.
If I can, it's interesting that often this topic of law and code are normally discussed together within this, because it's like code becomes a way to transform law into a mechanism, into an object, into a machine. So it becomes an actualization of law. I think both the issues have to be discussed together. If you say, taking an example, the cookie, the acceptance of a cookie from one from a browser, well, the question affects the national law, of course, but also the design of the browser in itself, the way the protocol, the web, how it works, and the data, the information practices. The information practices performed by the organization who creates the cookie. So, I mean, there are several layers, and I don't think neither one nor the other is the exclusive one interesting.
So thank you. I propose you to make a quick break to have something to drink, to chill a bit, and we start back in 15 minutes. Thank you.